morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. TGIF, right? Thanking God it's Friday. Woohoo! Hi, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio. Celebrating this wonderful June 5th. And if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. And I want to remind you, our listeners, if you have a family or a friend that has a birthday coming up, let me know. I'd love to give them a shout out in the morning, right? What a great way to get started with your day. We're Reliable News Talk Radio. And I want to thank you for liking us on Facebook. Our friends are growing on Facebook, and you certainly are spreading the good news, sharing our stories, and we appreciate that. And we are really here to encourage, educate, and engage you, empower you with information that you can use. And hopefully conversation that you can continue through your day as you interact with people. Now we're able to get out and about. How are you dealing with that? Are you liking that? I know I certainly am. I continue to go on my adventures every day, finding treasures, and treasures in my life are individuals that I have encounters with. And I love to hear their stories and what encourages them and inspires them. And that's kind of my whole perspective on life. I really believe that we're here, human beings having a spiritual experience, and we need one another. And of course, being the extrovert that I am, I love going out and connecting with people. And I believe Salem is one of the best places to live. I know we have family in Arkansas and family in South Dakota, and that's what makes Arkansas and South Dakota pretty special. But I'm pretty connected here to Salem. Love it out here, and I am so glad to be back in this area. And I want to say a special thank you to Bill Sunderland, Country Financial, Sunderland Agency, for sponsoring the morning show and making this possible this morning. You can get a hold of Bill and find out about your insurance needs or financial needs. Get a hold of him. Call him 507-885-0789. As we take a look around the headlines today, nothing in particular, all pretty much the same, talking a lot about what's been happening day after day, the riots. I want to remind you again that we are still under a curfew here in the Salem area until the 8th of June. What that looks like is at 11 p.m. until 6 a.m. We're supposed to be where we're supposed to be. We're not supposed to be wandering around the streets, which I had no plan on doing that anyway. But there continues to be protests out and about in the Portland area. There's been some here in the Salem area. There was rumor that there were some in the Dallas area yesterday as well. And so we'll keep that in mind and stay safe, certainly. And I, you know, speaking of that, during the COVID dilemma and when we were dealing with that, all the billboards, did you notice that? It was like all the construction billboards along the interstate and the road said, stay home, stay safe. And I'm wondering, are they still up during these protests and riots? You know, it makes you kind of wonder if they're still there or not. But good news for those of you who like to go to Vegas. Vegas opened up last night. Did you know that? 12 p.m. And on the news this morning, as I was getting up and getting ready, they showed some clips of people just like almost like racehorses right there at the beginning of the casinos. Just can't wait to get in and have them take their money, right? So Vegas is open up. And for those of you that are Dolly fans, here's something for the family. Yep, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, Dollywood opened up too. So if you're thinking about wanting to have a vacation beyond a staycation here in Oregon, those are a couple places that you could do. The other thing that's opened up, and I haven't jumped online yet because we want to go camping. Supposedly, you can go and get your camping spots now and register online. State camping and the state parks are opening up for camping, so you might want to check that out. And then coming up, put this on your calendar, June 14th. I just shared this on our Facebook page. June 14th, we're going to have another Christian worship service at the Capitol. Yes, this will be an evening service from 5 to 7 p.m. And so those are things you want to be looking out for. Also, I don't know if you took a peek or heard, maybe you heard on Jeff's show, he mentioned that this morning, that the job gains during the COVID-19, it's things that make you go, how can that happen when so many people are unemployed? But there are new jobs and expanded jobs that have happened in our country. And we're going to take an eye and look at that a little more and probably talk a little more about that on Monday. But there is a big article in the Statesman Journal, Community Action, Willamette Valley Community Action, Compassion in Motion, has several positions open. It says currently our largest recruitment campaign is with the Arches Project, and all outreach temporary non-benefited positions below are up to 6 months, 20 hours or less weekly, ranging from $15.75 to $18.50. English, Spanish, bilingual preferred, but not required. So if you're looking for, maybe you've been laid off and you're looking for something you want to add to the community, I mean, there's some wonderful positions there open, and I'll try to find that online too and put a link on our Facebook page. And in an effort to bring encouragement and engage you in the morning, I like to bring people in. I like to bring people in on the show that have some expertise that can apply to our day-to-day life, that can maybe make us laugh a little bit and inspire us as well. And we certainly had a full range of that in the last 3 months that I've been involved here in the radio station. And hopefully you find it of value. Today is going to be a fun morning because it's a little more about someone who's very special to me. In fact, my very best friend in the whole wide world and the love of my life. I've invited Terry to join me this morning, and he is going to be my co-host, and we'll see if we can get through this. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Hey, good morning. You said someone really special. I keep turning around and looking, waiting for the door to open. So, yeah, no pressure on me.
Oh, you get to see my world.
Yeah. You know, you were just mentioning a couple things. Of course, I want to jump right in. I always do. That's my problem. But, you know, talking about Vegas opening, I remember the first time I went to Vegas, and I actually won. I wasn't there but a few hours, and I didn't even know what I won. I went with a friend of mine, and he'd gone often, and he always told me, fill up the machine. Always fill up the machine. If it says put three in, you put three in. So I was mashing buttons and filling the machine, and it starts making a bunch of noise, and I don't know what's going on. So I stood up on my chair, and I'm hollering for him. And one of the attendants come over, and he looks at it and says, well, congratulations, I've got to get a paper for you to sign. So I guess I think I made $1,600 or something. But that's the last time I won. The next two times I went out there, I may as well just mail them a check. It'd have saved me a little bit of money.
You did that self-imposed tax thing,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah. So.
Well, and it is an interesting thing as we adult, you know, what people enjoy doing. And I know several people enjoy, even growing up as a kid, my parents, we lived in Southern California up until I was 10 and we moved here to Oregon. They loved going for the weekend. It was their way, their brain break in a sense, you know, and their little vacation. And so people enjoy going to Vegas. And around here, the casinos are opening up too.
Now, that's something I do enjoy. It's close. You don't have to fly. The casinos, they're always bright and they're clean and they've got good places to eat. And they usually have a really nice buffet. And you almost feel like you want to contribute, because that's the way I look at it. When I go to a casino, I don't really feel like I'm going to win. But if I do, well, that's just a bonus, you know.
Yeah, and I think it's all in balance in a sense. If this is what you would normally, you set aside what you would normally spend on an evening out, and mm-hmm. you keep within those bounds, I think for the most part it's an okay thing.
Yeah, don't make it part of your rent payment. In
no,
other words.
Right. Or go to make your rent, you know, make yeah. the money to make your rent payment. Yes. So here you are.
Oh, here
you
I am.
You get to watch me in my element yeah. on the radio. It's fun. Tell us a little bit. Let people get to know you. You know, they've gotten a chance to get to know me. You were born, where were you born? You got kind of a southern thing.
Well,
going
now
on.
You've got to be careful about asking people about themselves, because that's the main thing they know, and they'll go on and on and on, and I'm included in that. But I'll answer your questions. I was born in Bentonville, Arkansas, mm-hmm. and lived there just for a short time. My family's dairy farmers out there. And we did the dairy for a while, and then we started to move around. My dad was involved in the oil field as a mechanic. And so we lived in Arkansas. I personally have lived in Kentucky and in Texas, and it kind of muddles your accent after a while.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on who you're talking to. You start to flow one way or another.
And you get, and you definitely have that Southern thing going on, not only in your voice, but your charm. That's the thing that I love about the South, is that people are very hospitable. Your parents, your whole family, very hospitable, very warm, and it's a different, whole different feel. If you've not spent, friends and listeners, any time in the South, it's a whole different way of life. Everything is slower down, and in
slower down.
There I just go. Created a new
and
new
that's
word.
How we do it.
and it's just, it's a very warm and cozy, and like apple pie. I mean, it really just is all of that. And what I love about mom and dad down there, your parents and family, is there's no stranger, really.
Well, you know, if you walk around and the first thing you hand out is your smile, even as a stranger or someone that's frowning, you can't hardly not smile back. And the next thing you know, that maybe that person smiles to someone else, and all of a sudden you're in the South because everybody's smiling. And as you run down the road in your vehicle, you got your hands on the steering wheel, but when a car passes, your hands go up, kind of a small little wave there,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it's, I guess we don't know any better. We just want to be friendly and happy all the time.
And you know each other, too. I mean, you know, you care. You generally care about people. I know when I first moved down there, everybody's like, hi, who are you, and where's your church? Did you find a church yet? You know, it's just a warm, caring community down there. Not to say it's not like that in Oregon, but culturally, there's just different ways of doing things, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe up in the Northwest here, we're a little more guarded, and we don't understand it quite as well, and we certainly, according to your dad. Hi, Dad. I talk fast.
Hey, Pop.
Yeah, it's Pop. I tend to talk fast and I need to slow down. But when you get together with you and your brothers, friends, they talk Southern.
We need a translator.
It's like a whole nother language. It's a lot of fun. So, and the other thing about the South that I really appreciate is that family values, the family values and our heritage, our American heritage. It seems like there's such a tie to and a protection of the Second Amendment. There's a tie to our faith, our family, standing up our Constitution, our founding fathers. It's just a no-brainer down there. No one seems to really question it or fight it.
Well, we simplify it. We as we understand it, again, we're not a bunch of attorneys down there. We tend to live simple and when it comes to the Constitution, the way we think of it is, you know, don't touch me, don't touch my stuff, and I'm gonna do the same for you. So it's just a very simplified. As we get older, maybe we understand that the Constitution was written because of human nature. You know, folks are the way they are, and that's just the way they are. So they need to have something that doesn't change, like the Constitution, something that you can lean on, that's strong, that doesn't get emotionally carried away.
When we get back from this break, Terry, I want to talk a little bit about the Constitution and how it applies to your life and your thoughts on that when we get back. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Friday and every day. My guest, the love of my life, Terry, hanging out with us today. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about motorcycles, too. How about that?
Sounds good.
Sound all right? All right. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning, Salem. Thank you for tuning in on this Friday. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. It's going to be a lovely day. A little bit cooler today, 67 degrees, overnight low 48. Currently here in the KSLM studio, 55 degrees. And, you know, with us working through spring at home primarily because of the COVID-19 thing, many people have had a chance to do yard projects, lawn projects, and getting those things done that need to be done. And if you're wondering what to do with all the debris, well, I've got a solution for you. Be sure to call Clayton Ward Recycling. They're accepting concrete, wood, yard debris, dirt, and gravel. They're also accepting cardboard, newspaper, and office paper. There may be some charges, but many of these items, there are no charges. There's no waiting, easy unloading, fast and friendly service, family owned and operated for 50 years. That's Clayton Ward Recycling off Mainline Drive in Kaiser, Monday through Friday. Friday 7 to 5, Saturday 7 to 3. Give them a call, 393-8700. And talking about yard projects, a little bit of a shift for you, Terry. One of the things Terry loves to do is mow lawns and yard work and landscaping, one of his little side hustles, which he's now passed on to his brother back in Arkansas, is taking care of and grooming people's yards. You've done that for several years. You enjoy that, don't you?
Yeah, it was the first job I had, you know, cutting grandma's yard, push mower, that type deal. Mm-hmm. And I won't guess, maybe 10, 11, 12, however old you got to be to push a mower, but I've always enjoyed it. It's just very satisfying. You get outside, get some sunlight. When you're done, you know, you've weed-eated, you've blown off the walks. It's just it's park-like, and you get to do it every week.
Yes.
So I really enjoyed it, and, you know, I never intend to pick up and do a business that way, but, I've got a little piece of property, a couple of acres, and so I went and bought one of those zero-turn radius mowers.
Oh.
And if you've never been on one, they are heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, once you get used to it, it's just like you just turn it with your mind. Your hands move with your brain, and it's fantastic. So this thing was so big that a buddy of mine that did it for a living, he contacted me and said, hey, could you help me out? I know you got that big mower. And so I said, yeah, I'll help you out. You know, that's how Southern folks are. And so he would hand me one lawn, and then I would take care of it, and then another, then another, then another. Next thing I know, I've got a whole strew of folks that I'm taking care of that are counting on me.
Right.
And again, it's a Southern thing. When you know folks are counting on you, you'll get up and go to work and do what you have to do.
And the other thing that you do, that you have someone else helping you do back in Arkansas right now, is something, a business your brother started.
Yeah.
Your brother, I like, if he's listening, I don't know. Hi, Danny, if you are. He's
What's up, bro?
I call him a chicken tender, which started with your dad. And if you don't understand what that means, friends, there are people who raise chickens. How does that work?
Well, they have long poultry barns, and these barns are about 40 foot wide and up to 600 feet long, and each barn can hold up to 20,000 chickens. They raise them from one day. The day before, they were inside of an egg. That the next day, they're this little cute fuzzy puff.
Mm-hmm.
And in 7 weeks, they get up to 7 pounds in growth.
Mm.
And that's the chicken that we becomes your chicken tenders and you know, fried chicken and that sort of thing. And they've got it there. Everything's where they live is clean, and it's well lighted, and they feed them and water them, of course, temperature controlled.
And so your dad had had this. He had this business.
And he ran it for about 20 years.
So they provide the barns and the tending to the raising for the 7 weeks. And then in between batches, I don't know if that's what they call
them. You're right.
In between batches, you have to clean and get everything ready. So what is Poultry Boss?
Okay, well, what Poultry Boss does, just like what you're saying, once the chickens are gone, they have a crew come in and they catch all the chickens and they take them off to where they've got to go. Now you're empty. You've got an empty barn with all the chicken litter on the ground, but also the dust from, 20,000 chickens running around, stomping around, kicking up feathers and dust. So the inside of the barn is real fuzzy, dirty, and dusty. And my company comes in there with a big Kubota tractor with a turbine behind it, putting out 127 mile an hour winds, and it blows the roof and the walls down. You just drive back and forth, kind of like you're mowing grass, except you're doing the roof and the walls. And then the exhaust fans on the end suck all that I'm knocking down and take it outside of the building. So when the next batch comes in, they put down fresh bedding on the ground. The walls are all clean. The waterers, the food trays, everything's spotless. And now they've got a good environment to grow those chickens.
And thankfully, we have Josh helping to tend that while we're here in Oregon.
Josh is taking care of us.
Yes,
I sure appreciate him.
Exactly. And so when you're on the tractor, something that you love to do, and we've got a couple minutes to talk about that, you love to listen and do education on your headset on through your phone, right?
Yes.
And you listen to podcasts about the Constitution.
Yes.
Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, I got turned on to this a fella named Carl Miller. Easy to remember, Carl Miller. Look him up on YouTube. Now, he's passed now, but he was a decorated veteran. I think he might have been a Ranger or a Green Beret. He talks about his service. But for 25 years, he was his own attorney, and he was a student of the Constitution, and he was able to break it down for me in common sense. And he goes into all these court cases and all these arguments. He's like, you know, the Constitution, it's like reading the Bible. Every time you read it, you find something new and different. He said it's the most powerful. If you've got a good concept of your Constitution, you have power. And it's just, that's what got me hooked. I've listened to him over and over and over again. He has three different videos. And it takes the Constitution from some dusty document that doesn't mean anything, that it's kind of hard to put in words sometimes. Your rights weren't given to you. You were born with those. And the Constitution is simply an agreement between the government and the people. You know, we talked about how we wanted to be governed, and we agreed to be governed by Constitution. So it's a contract between you and the government. It's signed. It's admissible in court. And so all we're asking, you know, and this is his words, but I hear them over and over, all we're asking is that the government follow the contract that they signed.
And that's a great, great reminder that we talk about our rights all the time and our rights being violated and all of those things. Our founding fathers were so brilliant and God inspired, I believe, to have this contract that it is so valuable today, and it applies to today. It's not outdated. It's not old school, even though it was written many years ago.
Carl talks about it is the supreme law of the land. Mm-hmm. And it's even the Constitution's written so well. There's even parts of it that say, look, this is the supreme law of the land. It states that anything that goes against the Constitution is null and void. It talks about these other laws when they go against. If you want to change the Constitution, that's fine. There's a process to do that. But you can't make laws against the Constitution. Why would the founders say this is the main law of the land and then allow other laws to come in there and change or go against that? That's not how it works. Change the Constitution or follow the Constitution.
Two books, very important. Two documents in our lives, I think, are guiding factors as Americans. The Bible and the Constitution.
Amen.
And that's so important. And if you don't have either one, when we come back from this break, we'll share with you how you can get them. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Good morning, Salem. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you. You can listen to us, tell your friends and family, streaming live, KSLM.news, and like us on Facebook at KSLM Radio. In the studio with me today is my beloved Terry. You hear me talking about Terry often in the mornings, and he is like my number one fan, and he listens to our show. He gives me hints. He's like Phil, our engineer. He's also given me hints on, hey, make sure the person's mic's not too hot, and if they're on the phone, he's always supporting me, and I have to tell you what a delight it is to do life with him every single day. He walks me out to my car in the morning and waves goodbye, turn the corner, and he's still waving. And
oh,
it's just such
on.
A
goodness.
Such a fun adventure that we're
don't
on.
Tell all my secrets.
I know, it's that sweet Southern way and charm, and it works. It's working. And so we're hanging out today in the studio, and we're talking about some of the topics that, you know, we've been wrestling with over the last a few months with COVID, certainly, but also just a reinforced reminder. And we talked about right before the break how important it is, the very two books I believe that are so important to living out this life is the Bible and our Constitution. And we are blessed to live in this country. And, you know, we always say, God bless America. And I think it's time. I really struggle with this. I really think we're in a place right now. It's time for America to start blessing God. I really do. And I think by us doing the right thing, you know, if we are in the Word of God and we're walking it out, we're going to do the right thing. And the Constitution, our founding fathers, many of them, you know, were on their face before God wanting inspiration on how to put this new land together. Many of them came from the oppression of taxes and a lack of religious freedom and liberties. And that's the foundation of our country. And so I had said, you know, I wanted to share how you can get your free Bible. If you don't have a Bible, you know, if you have a smartphone, there is the most amazing free app that you can put on your phone. It's called YouVersion. And what's beautiful about it, too, is it'll read to you different translations, and you can push it, and it'll read the scripture to you. And if you've read through the Bible, you know, physically read it, and you've not listened to the Bible be read to you, it's a powerful thing. And so I want to encourage you to look for that app on your smartphone.
What was it called again?
YouVersion app.
YouVersion.
YOU version of the Bible. And you download it and put it on your phone. And then you have a source where we can get a free copy of the Constitution, right? How do we do that?
I think it was Mark Levin that I was listening to, and he was talking about Hillsdale College.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just kind of pulled it up here. I did a quick Google. I did Hillsdale. That's H-I-L-L-S, Dale, all one word, Hillsdale College. And then I did Free Constitution, and it pops up. Here it is. It just says, get your free pocket-sized U.S. Constitution, and it has your name and last name and your email. And I've got the one in my hand that mm-hmm. came in the mail, and I sent one to my mama. I was telling her about it, and she's like, oh, I want one of those, you know. And so, yeah.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, Mom. So I hope she got hers in the mail. I've been meaning to ask her. I usually talk with her every morning. We have a virtual coffee. used to have physical coffee.
Yes, we have our coffee and our creamer and our honey, and enjoy our time with her. Yes.
That is one of the things I miss. I miss the chickens in the yard and coffee with my mama, but that's just part of it.
Yep, for a season, right?
Yep, for a season.
And so there's your opportunity to get your Constitution and your Bible and be equipped and spend time in both and make them your own, right?
That's one of the, I hope one of the things that comes from all of this that's going on, this nut stuff that's going on, people will look and educate themselves. They'll read their Constitution. They'll make it a discussion in daily, and they'll say, "Hey, look what I found," you know. And it's pretty impressive what is in there.
Yes, it is. And I'm thinking of even a few months back in the middle of this COVID and President Trump evoking the Constitution. It's something he was groveling over with the governors.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically said, if they won't, I will, you know, make these rules. I don't even remember what it's about. But what it evoked was suddenly the media started talking about states' rights in the Constitution.
That's right.
And I thought, President Trump is brilliant.
That's right.
He's setting it up that the media is going to have to start talking about the Constitution.
That's right. And it's almost like he knew what he was doing. He kind of wink. I know he made it like, well, I'm going to be in control of all this. And then the media said, no, the states have certain control. And the media was right. But I think he wanted them to look at their state constitution, understand that they even look up the word constitution. It's a bunch of separates acting as one, but they're still separates. If you don't like what's going on in Indiana, move to Oklahoma, where you can do different things. But, you know, that's the reason that the states are separate. They're sovereign, I guess is the word I'm looking for.
Yes, yes. And so it is important to be educated and in a sense, empowered.
It's fun and exciting. It really is. When you start getting into this, you're like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so that is something very important and passionate part of Terry Pollard. The other part of it is you enjoy riding motorcycles.
Well, you know, I hate to go hand in hand, but riding a motorcycle is freedom, and that's how I'm built. And so it's just recently that I've got into the Constitution, but motorcycling I've always loved. I remember we would go around and buy or find horizontal shaft motors, and we'd build go-karts and mini bikes just to get into the air, just something gas-powered to move us. And so I was 18 when I got my motorcycle license, and I had to move out of the house to get it.
Oh.
Now Dad rode for a while, but he was in an accident and lost part of his finger, and he said, all right, no more motorcycles in the house. We're like, Dad, you know. So moved out of the house, got my license in 88. And I've been licensed ever since. I've even went so far as I taught the motorcycle safety course for a number of years. And I love sharing that with folks. I'm not a surfer. I don't care for the ocean. But I understand that surfing and being on a motorcycle, you use your body to move the machine or the board.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like surfing over the land. That's how I see it.
I call it wind therapy.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yes. And so you have taught people how to ride.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's listening right now and they're like, you know, I've always wanted to, but I'm like in my midlife and, you know, I don't even really ride a bicycle. I know how, but I'm interested in becoming maybe a looking into riding a motorcycle, what should they do here in Oregon to get licensed?
Well, here in Oregon, and this, again, it's all kind of new to me. States vary. But here in Oregon, there's something called Team Oregon. So you can look it up. Just Google Team Oregon. That's what I did. And I pulled up their web page, and it talks about where you can go to sign up. You can sign up right here. I know that Chemeketa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said it right.
I know.
Good job.
It's hard for me. Willamette, that was tough too.
You finally gotten to say Willamette.
Willamette. But yeah, Team Oregon. Go to their website, check it out, sign up. I know the dates are filling fast. I think they are finally, their first class is June 14th, I believe, and I believe it's full, at least at the college. But there's other places around the state, so go there, check it out. And if you've got any questions, you know, you can call over to Salem Harley-Davidson. They've got some brochures there. Just drop by. You know, mm-hmm. we'll get you in contact with them. But I highly recommend taking the class, even if it's been a lot of years. Maybe you did it in college. You started your family. You had to sell off your bike, and now you're an empty nester. Take the class again. Mm-hmm. It's not real expensive, and that little bit of money is a lot cheaper than skin, you know, mm-hmm. or body parts. So you sure want to educate yourself.
I know when I took the classes last fall when we were still in Arkansas and got my endorsement, I know it brought such a level of awareness in and confidence, I guess, that I didn't realize all these things and the elements and things to be aware of and ways that you can move your body to be with the bike. You know, it just brought a lot of confidence. And what's fun is to graduate and know that you've passed not only the writing test, but then you pass the written test and you get it, you know.
You have the power now. Mm-hmm. You have a whole new avenue opened up to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it, not only does it, I think it makes you a better driver.
Yes.
In a car. You're
yes.
more aware. You're turning your head. You're doing shoulder checks, you know, like mm-hmm. they say to do. And just makes you safer.
And that's important. And even as a passenger on a motorcycle, maybe you ride along on the motorcycle, I think it makes you a better passenger as well. You're more aware. You have more of appreciation of the one who's actually doing the work of it in front of you. And I think it's a good thing. So you have been working the last little bit. I know there was some furlough in between mm-hmm. there because of COVID-19. But tell me what's been going on around here as far as motorcycles. I mean, people are interested. It wasn't an activity that was limited by Governor Brown.
Right. That's a good thing. And the store was allowed to stay open, but they did lay off some folks because things just slowed down. Of course, they were concerned with the health issues mm-hmm. and wanted to run a skeleton crew to have mm-hmm. you know, a smaller impact. And when things started to warm up and folks were starting to understand more about the disease, they went ahead and brought folks back. And I'll tell you what, sales have been really good. And you ask yourself, well, how could that be? Well, you can't. People aren't going out to eat. And I mean, mm-hmm. This is earlier now. Mm-hmm. This is phase one. So that they were saving that money. They mm-hmm. weren't going out to bars and grills and things because they weren't open.
Or casinos.
Right. There you go. Or mm-hmm. casinos. So they were saving some money. And then they got some stimulus checks in the mail. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't go RVing, so they're not buying those. And mm-hmm. you can't go four-wheeling because there's no parks to go to.
Or boating.
You can't take a boat out. Mm-hmm. So now they were kind of stuck with, well, how do I go out and get my fix?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've been getting a two-wheel fix is mm-hmm. what they've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we've met a lot of new folks and invited a lot of folks into the family out there. And motorcycling is really rejuvenating right now. I'm proud
yes.
to see it.
And it's so beautiful in this area to be able to adventure out on a bike. We have here in Oregon incredible roads, good condition roads, and great scenery, don't we?
And it doesn't really rain here. This isn't rain.
yes,
this
that's
is like
true.
A heavy dew or a mist.
Yes.
You can still ride in this. And I was like, you know, a lot of the folks, places that I've worked, you can't do a test ride in the rain for safety reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But around here, you have to because
right.
it's always got a light mist or a drizzle or even a lot of rain going on. But where I'm from, a rain is, you know, 4 to 6 inches. The streets are rolling with water. You know, we have catfish in the pastures whenever the water really gets up.
Oh, my. I learned in Arkansas what a golly washer was.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. After this break, we'll be back. We have a question for you, and hopefully you can help us find a solution. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.
Good
morning, Salem, Silverton, Turner, Monmouth, Albany. Yes, Woodburn, Kaiser, wherever you are today. Arkansas, South Dakota, thank you for tuning in. I'm Stacey Ann. We're having fun hanging out this morning in the KSLM studio. It's going to be a nice day today, 67 degree, partly cloudy. It's 57 right now in the studio, and it'll get a little cooler tonight, about 48 degrees. And when we look for our weather forecast into the weekend, we'll have some of those showers, those dewy showers possible, and temperatures getting down into the low 60s, maybe 59 even. And I know some people are really excited about going camping and doing some, you know, exploring throughout the areas that are open. And many areas have applied for and have been given or granted phase two status. In fact, Tillamook County is going on Monday, will be opening up. There's several that still are not allowed to go into phase two as of just a timing thing right now. Marion County, Polk County, we still have another, I think, like 8 to 10 days yet. Hopefully our commissioners will apply, you know, and hopefully we continue to see the numbers go down. And as things open up, people are going to want to go camping and sightseeing. And I know I have in the studio with me Terry. He's hanging out with me. He is my beloved. And we are certainly having fun this morning. And Terry, it's been such an adventure. And I think when we were looking at taking the job at Salem Harley and moving here, when we were here last November, it was so fun to share with you how amazing Oregon is and the beauty here in Oregon. And I know when I first came to Arkansas, I was like, man, Arkansas and Northwest Arkansas, mm-hmm. where we're from, reminds me a lot. The beauty of Arkansas reminds me a lot of Oregon. There's a lot of similarities. Great motorcycle rides, great camping and outdoors and creeks. But Arkansas, even though you say it's the Arkansas ocean when the trees rustle,
yeah. Uh-huh.
It doesn't have the ocean. And no. Whenever I can, I'm like, let's go to the ocean, you know.
Yeah.
Let's go see the coast, you know.
Well, and the ocean's just so new to me. I've been in it several times in several places, and I'm not a big fan of the salt water itself just because I feel like it makes my skin itchy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and makes me feel dried out, and mm-hmm. especially gets some up your nose and it burns a little bit. I'd rather have cold creek water in my
yep,
nose.
Yeah, I hear you.
Know, that feels good, actually, if that's okay. Noah, Arkansas's ocean is definitely the wind through the trees. You open up the door, the window, and you hear
mm-hmm.
that
shh. Yeah.
You know. But I know the great riding around here, just like Arkansas. Curvy roads. You've got the canopy trees. It's up and down hills, and you've got a lot of water around here, just
mm-hmm.
like Northwest Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was a pleasant surprise. I really do like it.
And the fun part of what we like to do on your days off, on
mm-hmm.
our days off, is go treasure hunting,
yep.
and that's for people.
Yep.
And we've met some incredible people, haven't we?
We have. And that's the thing. You know, I guess, you know, at our stage in life, we're not looking for more stuff.
Right.
You know, we don't go to buy t-shirts or trinkets or things to hang on the wall. But if you're sitting at a restaurant and you've got or maybe you're at a bar someplace sitting there and some folks sit next to you and you just kind of strike up a conversation, I love where it goes. And now that we have Facebook, you know, we've met people across the country,
mm-hmm.
and we're Facebook friends, and
yes.
they comment on us and we say howdy to them. And that is true treasure. That's something you take with you, puts a smile on your face, it warms you up, and, you know, you can't buy that at Walmart.
That's for sure. And part of our exploring and looking is we are looking for some local honey.
Yeah. You know, we started kind of I won't call it a diet. I'll say it's a diet change.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were kind of restricting ourselves as far as sugar intake, but we still enjoy our coffee in the morning, so we understood that, especially allergies and moving to a new area, if you eat local raw honey, it kind of gives you the whatever's that's in there to help with that. And so, yeah, we found some as we go along. We'll hit a market, but I know there's a lot of honey around here. Just need to.
Yeah,
maybe
so if somebody has some suggestions or where you like to get your honey,
that's a good idea.
And you're listening this morning, I encourage you to give us a call here at the studio. You can join into the conversation and even with us, 503-589-1220. Where do you get your honey, right?
Yeah.
So as we things start opening up here in Oregon, what are some things you're hoping to see in an adventure? What exploration would you like to do here in Oregon?
Well, I don't camp enough. And I know that sounds kind of an odd statement, but it's kind of like getting a massage. if you haven't gotten a massage in a while and you go and get one, you're like, good grief, I love that. I want that for my birthday, for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. You want it as often as you can. Well, for me, camping's the same way. I kind of put it off. I don't think about it. But then once I go out, set up the tent, and I sleep under the stars or just with that quiet around, it's so rejuvenating. We did it recently. And it changes everything. You're ready to do it again.
And we have someone calling
who called in
to tell us about honey. So let's see if we can do this. Good morning. Who do we have on the line?
Oh, this is Art Stacy. No, I'm not going to talk about honey, but I do hope you find some good local honey. I know it's out there, so I'm sure that there will be some Oregonians who turn you on to the right places to get it. But first of all, I wanted to jump on here and welcome like-minded folks to Oregon. We're losing more positive people like you than we're gaining because of, well, you know what the Oregon political climate is in here, and you know the Constitution and everything. And so I just want to tell you both, it's great to have you in Oregon.
Thank you, Art. I appreciate that. You know, we were kind of warned, or at least some folks said, what do you want to go out there for? They don't think like you do. And honestly, I think a lot of the folks that we've met, when you kind of get out in the country and you get, you know, outside of maybe the center of the city, these folks are, they're just like us in Arkansas. They're just friendly and kind and looking out for each other and take real pleasure in helping each other. So,
oh, you're absolutely right. And I have friends. I'm a blind guy, so I don't do motorcycles. They don't allow me to have a license or anything. But I do have some friends over in Eastern Oregon who ride all the time. And maybe sometime I could get you the contact information.
There you go.
Oh, that's fun.
And you can find out about those folks over there.
I'd love that, Art.
You know, there's a lot of motorcycle riders over in the Eastern Oregon, and I think you would really enjoy both of you meeting those people and going on some rides. But I did want to say, Terry, that motorcycles are great, but now that you're in Oregon, you need to hook up with some people who do the dunes, because I know you and Stacy Ann, just listening to you, would enjoy getting over on the dunes.
A new adventure. I'm up for it.
Wheeling and stuff. And you were talking about that, but you got to experience the dunes. And my whole family, my daughter and my grandkids, they just love going over there and camping and doing the dunes and stuff. And so,
well, we're going to put that on our calendar and on our to-do list.
Absolutely.
You need to find some people.
Okay.
I bet there's a Facebook page out there somewhere.
Well, heck yeah. And you don't necessarily need to buy a lot of equipment to do that. You have to come with some fellow Oregonians that do it.
Oh, yeah. We'll find a friend and maybe they'll loan us a little something.
That sounds great.
Thank you, Art.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in.
Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend, Art.
Great weekend.
All right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. It's been fun hanging out with you today, Terry.
I really enjoyed it. Thanks for the invite, really.
We'll have you come in again and we'll have a great time in the future.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend, friends. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, you are an overcomer. Have a wonderful weekend.
Take care, y'all.